Back in March, Iranian consumers were going nuts, furious over nut prices that had jumped tenfold.
It is the first time in 30 years that we haven't put nuts and pistachios on our Iranian New Year's table. I can say we boycotted it or simply didn't buy to protest the growing hike in nuts prices.
It was the latest in a series of economic blows to a nation that had seen inflation rise 40%, while unemployment hit more than 12%. For young people, the jobless rate was almost twice as high. As the June presidential election approached, Iranians didn't forget.
The next president must do something to help us get around this challenge and ease the problems.
And then they took to the streets to celebrate when the reformist-backed candidate Hassan Rouhani won on promises to revive an economy strangled by round after round of international sanctions over Iran's nuclear program. As Iran's new leadership prepared for talks in October in Geneva with Western powers, sinking oil exports caused by the sanctions were costing Tehran an estimated $100 million a day. Iran analyst Michael Singh.
Iran really needs relief from sanctions. Its economy is crippled, and it's not going to get better anytime soon.
By late November, a breakthrough in Geneva. A tentative deal between Iran and world powers over Iran's nuclear activities promised up to about $7 billion in sanctions relief, giving rise to a newfound optimism.
Thank God the deal that was made between them was to the benefit of the Iranian people. All Iranians dreamed of this. They are very happy.
But some Iranians are more skeptical, like Mana, who spoke with VOA Persian's Straight Talk via Skype.
I hope people's daily lives get better, especially people around us and workers who have had bad conditions in factories. Sanctions shut down many factories in Iran. I work with several factories and we see they laid off many workers.
Matthew Levitt with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says there's good reason for caution.
This will get Iran over the next 6 months, perhaps. But just as likely, it's going to create a crisis of rising expectations among Iranians, who expect that a deal means huge relief and the removal of sanctions.
And the U.S. Treasury Department's David Cohen warns unless Iran finalizes a deal, the economic pain will continue.
Foreign banks and businesses still face a choice. They can do business with Iran, or they can do business with the U.S., just not both.
Which means the fate of the Iranian economy likely hinges on how the Geneva Accord plays out. Jeff Selden, VOA News.